Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I want to talk about different genres of film and TV series. These days, with so many streaming services like Netflix, Amazon, and Apple, it's difficult to know what to watch. One thing you can look at is the genre, that is, the type of film or TV program. My wife loves programs about police detectives solving murders, and I love anything sci-fi, especially if it's set in space. However, we often don't like the same things. She thinks the stuff I like is nonsense, and I think the stuff she likes is, well, it's a bit dark and depressing sometimes. There are loads of different genres, and I don't have time to talk about them all, so I'm going to pick the 9 most popular on Netflix and present them as a little quiz. I'll tell you the genres first, and then I'll describe each in turn, and you have to see if you know what genre I'm describing. Okay, so the genres I'm going to describe are action, animation, documentary, drama, fantasy, horror, rom-com, sci-fi, and thriller. There are other genres. On regular TV, there are loads of cheap programs, but I don't want to talk about cooking shows or house makeovers today. I'm going to stick with the big budget productions. Time for the first genre. This is a genre that I rarely watch because these films drive me crazy. These films are designed to be exciting and scary. They are films about monsters and usually have really stupid characters who would be fine if they had any common sense. On Netflix, there are loads of films in this category that I wouldn't have thought of as this genre. I grew up on Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th films. For a while, there were loads of great films of this type from Japan, and recently, we've had the brilliant Stranger Things on Netflix. What genre am I describing? I'm talking about horror films. Do you like horror films? My sister gets scared stiff when she watches a scary horror and says she has to leave the light on when she goes to bed. Can you recommend any good horror films for my sister to watch? The next genre is tricky. I'm not sure this is very helpful because there are lots of different types of this genre. The most important characteristic, what defines this genre, is that the story is serious. These are not the sorts of films and shows that will make you laugh. Can you work out what genre I'm describing? The genre is drama. As I said, there are lots of different types of drama. My wife loves crime dramas. These are sometimes called police procedural dramas, because they focus on the technical processes involved in solving a crime. You also get historical dramas or costume dramas that are set in the past. Another common type of drama is the courtroom drama, which follows the prosecution or defence of someone accused of a crime. if a film tries to be lifelike and shows people living in very difficult situations, we say it's a gritty drama. The next genre will be very quick to describe. This is a film or series that's made using drawings or computer-generated scenes and characters, rather than showing scenes that have been created with actors. There's a company called Pixar that's made loads of famous films in this genre, like Toy Story and The Incredibles. And of course there's Disney, that used to specialise in this type of film in the past, with films like Dumbo, The Lion King and Aladdin. What genre am I describing? Animation, of course. I've seen loads of animation recently because I have children. Loads of animations are really quite good fun for adults and children. I recently watched the Japanese animation Spirited Away with my kids, which was great up until near the end when it got too weird and my children couldn't stand it. The next genre is very different. It's not like any of the others, but it is very popular and there are loads on Netflix. This type of film or series does not try to tell a story, but tries to show you something real. The BBC and David Attenborough make amazing films in this genre, all about animals and the natural world.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen. On sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Michael Moore made some very successful films in this category, especially Bowling for Columbine in 2002 and Fahrenheit 9/11 in 2004. Do you know what this genre is? This time I'm talking about documentaries. I don't watch these much because I don't like serious voiceovers, especially if it's an important topic. However, I've grown up watching David Attenborough wildlife documentaries, and my kids enjoy them as much as I do. Time for a couple of quick and easy ones. Okay, I mentioned this at the start. This genre is characterized by futuristic settings, often in space and with advanced technology. Star Trek is probably the most famous franchise in this genre. Are you a fan of this genre? Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? It's sci-fi. This is a popular genre of literature as well as film and TV. This is often mixed with another genre, mostly because of one set of films. This next genre is about magical or mysterious topics, so witches and wizards, dragons and mythical creatures are regular features of this genre. Do you know what I'm describing? I'm talking about fantasy. Star Wars is a sci-fi fantasy, or science fantasy. It has lots of sci-fi elements, but there's also a lot of magic in it, and it's not supposed to be set in the real world. I think superhero films are also mostly fantasy, but there have been so many of them over the last few years that they are pretty much their own genre now. The next genre I want to talk about used to be very common when I was growing up. The biggest film stars all made these films. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Bruce Willis, Kurt Russell, and more recently, Jason Statham and Dwayne Johnson all specialise in these films. Superhero films are normally this type of film as well as fantasy. In these films, you're going to see lots of violence and fighting and usually car chases and explosions. What genre of film am I describing? I'm talking about action films. Lots of films have action in them, but a proper action film should be scene after scene of violence and fighting. Recently, there was a film called Extraction, which was a proper dumb action film. The following genre is a type of film that I don't watch. I'm afraid I won't be able to tell you any recent examples of this genre. These films are about men and women who start off hating each other, but through a series of unlikely encounters end up falling in love. Also, these films are supposed to make you laugh. What am I describing? I'm talking about rom-coms, or romantic comedies. You might have noticed that I haven't included comedy as a genre in this podcast. That's because I don't like comedies. Well, also because comedies are usually funny versions of all the other genres. So you might have a comedy crime drama or a comedy sci-fi. The last genre I'm describing in this podcast is my favourite. That's because it includes spy films and mysteries. This type of film should be tense, exciting, and a bit scary, but normally there's nothing magical in the story. Everything should be possible in the real world. Some people think that The Silence of the Lambs is a horror film, but in my opinion, as all the monsters in the film are people and it could be real, it's actually this genre. Do you know what this last genre is? I'm talking about thrillers. All these genres get mixed up, and so it's rare that one film is only one genre. I haven't mentioned westerns, which have cowboys, or biopics, which tell the story of someone's life, and probably lots more, but I hope I've covered most films and series. In the comments section, please let me and everyone else know what type of film you like and what your favourite films are. I've seen loads of British and American films and some films from other countries, but not so many. So please, if you have any recommendations of great films from your country, especially thrillers, I'd love to hear them. Remember, there is a web page for this podcast on Learn English Vocabulary where you'll find the transcript and some language activities to test yourself to see if you've learned the words for the genres I've spoken about in this podcast. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a rating or a review. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.